I've just put myself to push the talk to avoid any further embarrassment.
Embarrassment? I love embarrassment.
I was set push the talk once
here
to avoid embarrassment. And then my mum said, Dodsky, you got your pajamas on while I was holding down shift because I was trying to crouch in Minecraft. So push the talk didn't save me from that.
And welcome to Gentlemen Discussing E3, the only podcast made from 99 Nights 2. One Miron troops. One Miron. Wow. My name is Catsman, and with us today we have Dodds.
Howdy.
Happy Man.
Hey.
Hazmat.
Hello.
Poppy Man.
Hello, world.
Juju.
Hey.
Shawnee. That's your cue, Shawnee.
I don't think you're going to go on.
Taco Man.
Hi, guys.
Nice.
Yeah, Taco Man.
No, that was Shawnee.
No, that was Edmans.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I've screwed up already.
The show must go on.
just go silent for a
moment. The show must go on.
Spaghetti, Wan Wan.
Hey.
And Zman's Jams.
Hi.
Hi, Z-Mans.
Hi, Hoffy.
So, this whole podcast is going to be devoted to bitching about E3, so let's dive right in with Microsoft. Halo 4. An ancient evil awakens.
Mm-hmm. Isn't Bungie not even making this one?
No,
I can't wait to defeat the Bionicle.
Bungie. It's 343 making it, because Bungie's contract ended with Microsoft.
They're free, and now they've gone from the frying pan into the fire. They've wandered into the jaws of Activision, never to return again.
Yep.
I think by this time, Halo has run its course. Maybe.
I'm not annoyed by Halo.
Now they can milk that cash cow for a good while longer.
It's going to be a cash cow for 20 whole years. The trailer looked pretty cool, though. I'm going to admit that. I haven't really liked any Halos since the first one, but this one had me mildly interested.
Looks spiffy.
It looks sort of a bit Metroid Prime-y.
I heard someone relate the weapons from the in-game stuff to looking exactly like some weapons from Metroid Hunter.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say
it
Bionicle
like
there.
Halo and Metroid
and Bionicle.
Teamed up to defeat the Bionicles.
Metroid Bionicles, the Halo edition.
I don't know how much I would actually play that.
No, it sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Yes.
I like Bionicles. There's to it.
I never played Bionicles when I was a kid. They were sort of, I don't know, they were just there.
I never played them. Well, I made one, I think, but I never like actually.
You made them. Bionicles?
Like, yeah.
There was like really complicated ones, and you had to have like a guide that was like 50 pages long, and it was huge.
And they shot magical discs. That was the best part.
And then a door fell on top of mine, and I didn't want to put it back together.
Putting together those things.
That's that was a story for another time, I think.
It's training for self-assembly furniture from IKEA.
Me and my brother had like 80 of them each, and we just made things. We didn't follow the instructions, we just made things.
Stop being creative, Hazmat. It's not what
a spider.
Being a child is for.
So has anyone actually like followed the Halo series all the way up to 4? Or coming out 4?
I kind of have. I didn't really play 2 all that much, because I didn't have an Xbox when it came out. But I played Combat Evolved and 3 and played Reach, and I've liked all of them, but at this point I'm kind of holding out till I see how 4 actually does.
I have not played Reach or ODST. That's about it.
Oh, ODST, I forgot about that. I started
to co-op with my buddy on the hardest mode, and then I bought the other ODST, Reach, and Halo 3. They were okay. They were just like games that I could play and burn time. They were fun.
I've only ever played Halo multiplayer and like deathmatch.
That's the only fun part.
I've only ever played Halo multiplayer with my friends, and they've killed me repeatedly because I suck at aiming.
Oh, I do too. I just get the hammer and the vehicles and run people over.
Don't ask so much.
There's lots of new stupid Xbox stuff. So do we want to devote any time to Internet Explorer 10, Smart Frickin' Glass,
Connect,
Nike, and Bing? Those are the main things.
Don't forget about Usher. Oh, Bing.
I think I've accidentally clicked on Bing before, and that's about the limit of my use.
Did you regret your life after you did so?
Yeah, I actually I clicked out of it and called myself a doofus. So
yeah, Bing
acceptable.
Is legitimately, I threw away my horrible mouse. It is the worst search engine I've ever used. And I went to some guy on the internet like, "This is the worst search engine I've ever used." And he's like, "Yes, that's because it's not a search engine. It's a decision engine, you idiot, and it's brilliant." I'm just like, "What?
What is a decision?"
I don't know.
Are we talking about Bing now?
Yeah, Bing is friggin' stupid, and apparently the entirety of the new Xbox experience is going to revolve around Bing and another version of Microsoft's shitty web browser, and using your tablet as a mouse for your console, even though you already have a tablet there you can browse the internet with.
Oh, very good.
Tablet's with Kinect.
I feel like Bing is the guy that's late to the party, but he just showed up because everyone else is at the party, and he had no intention of coming to the party, but he's here now, and you have to talk to him, and he's in your face. But that's my feelings about Bing.
So in summary, Bing is that guy.
He is that guy. He's the guy that's late to the party. Why did he even come?
He didn't bring any beer either. He just turned up.
He sounded so sad about it.
Has this happened to you before?
Coming up with repressed memories.
Well, yeah, what is that guy?
Well, we had a feast in our local mead hall, and one of our vagabonds who had just been released from the county jail rocked up in his worst breeches without any alcohol on his person. Needless to say, he was smote and thrown out.
Smote? Oh my.
I wish I had a meat hall.
Uncharted QuickTime Event Raider with Dirtface and Feminine Moaning.
Feminine Moaning, that's the
whole
sell
trailer
point.
Was just Feminine Moaning and grunting.
Lara Croft used to be just, you know, big tits, big guns, big action, and now she's, you know, falling down a fucking mountain like that scene out of Hot Rod and getting the shit kicked out of her.
Don't forget about Lily getting raped.
No, they went back on that. They said that they used... Apparently, the publicity guy didn't actually mean she was going to be raped. She was just, like, going to be attacked, which you would expect, really. I tell you what, watching that trailer reminded me of, right? Watching women's tennis. Exactly like that.
30-15.
I really think they need to put Lara Croft to bed, to be honest. Just like kill her off or something. Get rid of her. And we can have, like, you know, we can have Uncharted instead. We can have even more
drop
blandness.
Drop her into the Metal Gear Solid universe.
Just give Nathan Drake a ridiculously large package. That'll make up for it. Yeah, you know, I'd love to jump this gap, but, you know, my junk is just too huge.
Just have Nathan Drake wear, like, a jumpsuit, like the king of all cosmos, and just give him a huge package and just have him jump around. Just do that.
That can be his alt costume in that Super Smash Bros. For PlayStation game thing.
Actually, I just want more game characters dressed like the king of all cosmos. That's my reason why.
That's your fantasy.
Yep.
Resident Evil 6.
I'm a big Resident Evil fan. I'm kind of excited about that. So.
Dude,
I'm
looking forward to Resident Evil 6. Seriously, if a car explodes in a traffic jam, it does not cause a chain reaction of all the other cars exploding. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
But that's the thing about Resident Evil. You don't play Resident Evil for accuracy and, you know, the way things actually work.
No,
Resident Evil
is
like a big action movie that you just gratify yourself in.
Do you remember when Resident Evil was a horror game?
I do. Yes, I do.
Resident Evil was a horror game. Just seemed to be like an inventory sorting game to me.
I thought it was a movie.
The thing about Resident Evil is I always wondered why it started off at 4.
Well, yeah, I mean, Final Fantasy started off at 7, Dodds. Come on now. It happens.
But I did play Revelations, and that has a great original Resident Evil feel to it, so...
Yeah, that Revelations was fantastic.
What, the thing about this really Resident Evil, it looks like they're trying to make sort of a compromise that, don't they have, like, sort of free story modes with, like, free characters who will play a bit differently? Like, they have Leon, you know, his looks like a bit more, I don't know, I've seen it and he's doing dives and stuff, so I was going to say it's a bit more old-fashioned Resident Evil, but it's still more action-y than ever.
The only thing I have a problem is if they start turning it into, like, Bionic Commando kind of stuff, where it's just... They totally forget anything, even if it's Resident Evil 4 or 5. Those ones actually like felt like Resident Evil to me, so I don't know. If they start turning it into Bionic Commando or whatever that game is that you get chopped into pieces and you have to roll around your head to get back
that's
to your body.
That's not Bionic Commando.
That's not Bionic Commando.
Yeah, I know it's not, but I can't remember the name of the game.
That's the zone. Never Dead.
That was not a Never Dead. Bionic Commando.
Never Dead.
But if they start doing stuff like that and turning it into like a one, just a piece of crap, I don't know. It still has a Resident Evil feel to it, so I'm okay with that.
I've got nothing against them doing that. Devil May Cry started off like that, so, you know, if they make good games, I don't care what they do with the Resident Evil, like, trademark. You know, if good games come out of it, I'm happy.
Well, what about Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City?
That's, I haven't played
it
that.
It plays
sure
nothing.
It did not play.
Like the, I don't know. It's pretty much just Left 4 Dead with Resident Evil slapped on
we
it.
We want Call of Duty's audience.
Pretty much, that's exactly what it is. It's just, it's like, hey, we need more of these Call of Duty guys in the Resident Evil series. Let's just make a quick shooter out of it. I'll buy it when it's like $10.
So, did you hear that Microsoft invented Angry Birds?
What?
What?
Oh.
Excuse me.
I don't get angry anymore.
I don't care.
The lady before the show, she was like, yeah, and we've got Wrecketeer. And I was like, hang on, Wrecketeer? They have Wrecketeer? That's pretty cool. And then I looked at it and it was like, Angry Birds.
When did Boom Blocks come out?
Years ago now.
So long ago.
That kind of reminds me of Angry Birds in itself. So.
They are pretty late ripping off Boom Blocks and Angry Birds. Come on, Microsoft, step it up.
It's
seriously.
Just another kind of filler Kinect game for them to just...
For them to be Kinect. Able to say, Kinect has games, guys, we promise.
Frickin' Kinect,
honestly.
Frickin' Kinect.
But I think Microsoft's E3 conference was saved by Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Yes!
That was like a pretty impressive area of E3.
I like how they just showed up and just the first little, you know, minute they were there, they were just ripping on Microsoft.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
And just E3 in general, I guess. They're like, oh, we're not going to have a fucking dance segment or nothing. That's pretty fantastic.
And the game looks pretty decent, too.
I'm buying that so hard.
Like, I haven't watched South Park in a couple series because it kind of looks like it got a bit samey, and I stopped around series 10, but I would definitely play that game.
I would too. It kind of looks like they're taking all the best parts of the series over the last, you know, however many years it's been up for, and they're just cramming it all into just one game.
So, did anyone play the South Park game for the Nintendo 64?
Yes.
Nope. I've seen it played, and it didn't look like the best game.
Oh, man, it was great. The multiplayer was fun.
No, it's
you got a piranha gun, and you got the alien mind control device thing.
It was pretty abysmal, to be honest.
I was playing GoldenEye.
Yeah.
It was fun.
GoldenEye wasn't good either.
You're not good.
I know.
Now I don't know why they call you the annoying British guy.
GoldenEye wasn't good.
Yep, GoldenEye wasn't
How
good.
How dare you say that?
Hours on GoldenEye multiplayer.
When GoldenEye came out, we had like Quake 2 and Unreal on PC.
I had a PC though. A $300 PC that could play maybe point-and-click adventure games.
Here's one thing GoldenEye
there's nothing
that,
wrong with
that
those.
Quake 2 didn't have.
Not at all.
You were able to heavily customize like all the weapons. If you wanted a game where you just used time mines and you ran about just going up to your friend and going, ah, time mines all over this room and we're both going to die. You can't do that in Quake. It's too competitive.
Well, I mean, technically you those can because times. Quake has mods.
But it's not accessible.
Computer game.
Well, it is, but not as much as GoldenEye, really.
I'll go be a Quake fanboy somewhere else. How about that?
I would rather play Tetris anyway.
Quake is
me
good.
Too. Usher has Unreal. Ushered in a new age of horrible E3 faux pas.
Ushered in.
Yeah.
And puns everywhere.
So apparently Usher was the dancing guy, but I don't know because I sort of blocked that part out of my memory.
Which dancing guy? There was a lot of dancing going
there
on.
There was only
E3.
One at Microsoft, and it was him.
I heard Usher was late to the show because he was showing people where their seats were beforehand.
I don't know what the fascination is with dancing. Why does everyone have to have dancing?
Because fat nerds need to get up and, you know, shake that ass, I guess.
Shake your groove thing.
Better with Kinect.
The only thing I can tell myself about all the dancing and whatever else is we're kind of watching it through a computer screen. So if you're actually at a show, it might be a little different and you're expecting to get entertained. But
I feel like it's more of a conference than a show.
Yeah, it's a conference. It's like walking into some important business conference and being treated by like a guy gyrating on the table. It's just not what you want.
Ooh, but if it's a snack table, that would be awesome. Like lemon squares.
E3 has turned into what Resident Evil has turned into for the population. So, it's like flashy.
What, just a hedonistic festival of indulgence.
Basically. Basically, whatever we can get and to entertain you and what we think, we're going to put it on there. And
you're going to damn well like it.
Basically.
I can understand why it is like that, though. I mean, look at E3 2006 when everyone was awkward as hell, and now it's still awkward, but it's better. Like it's better hidden.
I like
all the
awkward.
Yeah, I like it too.
The
conference
is
campaign. Not liking it.
Modern Warfare 3. Holy crap! Yeah. I was so bored while watching the gameplay of that game.
Quick, use this ridiculously overpowered sniper rifle to shoot
Black Ops 2.
Let's just. Do we need to talk about Modern Warfare 3? Is there anything
I want to kill Bionicles.
Yeah, let's have Bionicle Warfare 3. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Bionicle Commando.
Bionicles should... Do they even have
Commando.
A franchise going, Bionicle? Or they canceled? They should make video games for Bionicle.
I think they did, actually,
yeah,
at
they
some
did.
Point.
Lego are really good with video games, which we'll get onto, actually, because there was a Lego Indeed. Game at E3.
I would talk about Black Ops 2, but...
Let's move on to EA. The first thing they showed was Call of Dead Space, which is the final nail in the coffin of the horror genre.
The final one, huh?
It's also a co-op Call of Dead Space. Instead of, you know, being...
co-op can be scary.
Well, and also the thing, though, is that where Isaac is sort of, kind of, you know, he's been through... this fucking nightmare for, you know, God knows how long. And he's, you know, accompanied by this guy who's literally just popping jokes off at everything. So he just, it goes from being, you know, scary and being alone to just like, you know, Chuckles McGee over here fucking popping grenade launcher rounds at everything that moves.
You just made that sound very awesome.
It's not awesome.
It's lethal.
I like the name Chuckles McGee now.
It's like horror games stopped being alien and started being aliens, and now we're getting, and now Dead Space is getting into sort of alien resurrection territory.
Oh god!
You guys,
fucking
don't mess with my aliens movies. Don't mess with my aliens movies.
I want to watch. I want to see the Prometheus movie. That looks like it'd be interesting.
It's right. Ridley Scott. Of course, it'll be good.
I've heard someone say it's not good, actually.
It's a mixed reviews, but I enjoyed it. I never watched any of the other Alien movies, but I watched that one.
It's a little bit of a good movie.
Battlefield Premium.
Oh gosh.
Now, is that an expansion?
Are we almost done
pack,
with the shooters?
Or is that pay to win DLC?
From what I've heard, the premium is you can either buy the expansion pack separately, or you can purchase the full pack and release, or you get all of the releases they come out with. And I think that's like $49. But you, if you buy the premium, you get them early when they're released. You get them like 2 weeks earlier than everyone else, from what I understand.
Yeah, my my friend's getting it, and it's like you get the maps like 2 weeks before everyone else. And the difference is, like, if you buy premium, it's like $50, but if you buy them all separately, it's like $80 or something. So, I don't know. If you really like that, you know, that game and that type of thing, it seems like it'd be worth it.
So if you know you're going to be, you know, a consumer whore and grab those maps when they come out, it's worth the investment, pretty much.
The disturbing thing about it to me is that it includes weapons. So, like, someone with premium could easily come onto a server and kill you with a premium weapon that you can't get.
Yeah, welcome to multiplayer shooters. That's how it works now.
I don't think you can use the new weapons before, like on I don't know, seems like it would be very...
Will they have regulated servers that have the new weapons and servers that don't? Or is
maybe.
What are they going to do?
Well, I think that's something I would have thought of. I'm looking at the premium right now, and basically the only weapon that I can actually see is actually an in-game knife. You know, there's some unique camos for your weapons and your soldiers.
It said there are 10 new weapons. There were going to be like a bunch of weapons and vehicles.
Yeah, with each new expansion, I think there's supposed to be like 10 new weapons.
But in the first expansion, close quarters, there's 10 weapons. In the and then they have a armored pack. It's like the vehicles, and they also have the largest map they've ever made in a Battlefield game. But each one comes out with the, you know, new weapons, just vehicles in the armored pack, and then there's another one that they haven't released yet. But close quarters is supposed to be for all, like, the Call of Duty fanboys kind of thing. It's more, you know, they named it close quarters, so those type of maps.
This is where my issue lies, is the fact that Battlefield always tried to market itself as not being like Call of Duty. Yeah. They've taken a leaf straight out of their book by having this premium service, because Call of Duty adopted that, didn't they, with Call of Duty Pro?
Pretty much, yeah.
It was EA.
EA likes money. Yes. A little bit too much.
They looked across the pond, saw a fat stack of cash, and said, shit, we can do that too.
But you know what's been making EA very, probably making EA very unhappy recently, is the Old Republic. And their press conference gave them a wonderful opportunity to pathetically attempt to save face.
Which they didn't.
Well, they said it was the fastest-selling MMO ever, which I kind of dispute. It might be true. I don't know. I don't know how many of those people played until the end of their one-month subscription and then left.
Well, that's the thing. They're really good at spinning, you know, bad PR and rewording it to make it sound good. They're really fucking good at that. But when it comes to actually being asked questions, they're bad as hell.
It's exceptionally easy to say it was the fastest selling MMO ever when you take into account the likes of, and pardon me for saying, World of Warcraft were released during times where MMO's popularity were just starting to escalate. That's like exiting the Bronze Age and saying, oh, iron's getting more popular. I've sold the most iron out of all of you.
Well, no, there was a lot of, you know, hype behind it. There was a lot of, you know, interest in it when it was being put out there initially. And so I wouldn't say like, oh, no, that's, you know, that's a load of crock. It didn't sell. Like, it probably sold incredibly well, you know, when it first came out. But by the end of the first month, it was, you know, everyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of people didn't really have a good review of it. Like, Afi, you play it, right? What's your opinion?
I played it. It suffers from the same stigma that any MMO has. You need content. It loses its appeal after a month, and that's the problem. Is after a month, it's just like every other MMO. I did like the story. I did. I did like certain aspects of it, but it loses its appeal. And that's why it's going to go downhill. One thing I did like is they do release content for it pretty regularly. So that's good, but yeah, it's got the month stigma as any MMO does. So
let's not spend any more time complaining about BioWare because we do that enough already. And this is our special episode for E3. Does anyone remember anything else about EA's conference? Because it was kind of boring, and that's all I really got.
Which conference had the Splinter Cell?
Yeah, let's talk about Splinter Cell.
It was the Ubisoft conference.
Ubisoft.
Yeah, let's move on to Ubisoft.
And they, of course, opened with more fucking dancing.
Really bad dancing.
I can't remember which dancing was better, but...
I don't think any of them were.
But okay. After the dancing, I liked Ubisoft a lot, because they had the sassy black lady and that creepy YouTube celebrity guy.
Okay.
Rayman.
Open with a play.
Rayman was the kick-ass part of that conference.
Man, I'm like Rayman Legends. It looks brilliant. It looks so much fun. I'm so glad that Rayman Origins got a sequel.
What was the little flying thingy's name? I loved that thing. Remember?
I don't know, but I was just spewing rainbows out my dick that entire Rayman segment.
And they have the running segment where all the jumps and things you do are in time to the music, and it's just like, oh god.
Yes. I liked it where the enemies came flying in playing guitars and shit. I loved that. They were like flying guitar wizards. It was fantastic.
That sounds like something out of Brutal Legend that does. Guitar wizards. Yeah.
I just have this feel about the new Ubisoft and new everything, the Wii U. It brings me back to the days of the N64 and how much excitement I had for Nintendo.
Ubisoft's conference wasn't all good news, though, because they showed Call of Splinter Cell, of course.
No, Call of Splinter Cell, Sons of the Dollar.
After they bought out Tom Clancy's stuff, it just went downhill. Everything, Rainbow Six, Red Storm Entertainment,
like,
everything.
He's not even trying to be stealthy anymore. It's Tom Clancy goes to some unidentified Middle Eastern country and indiscriminately kills a bunch of brown people. That's just the whole game now.
Well, the kind of the selling points for this game and the last one appear to be that sort of targeting people and killing people in unique cinematic ways or action-y kind of ways.
A cinematic experience.
If you're a good stealther to begin with, you don't bleed and kill people, do you?
It's like Splinter's Creed or Assassin's Cell.
Nadia, the whole thing, though, like the whole kind of focus that they had was like, it's like you can run down this alleyway in slow motion killing all these people that you target with your quick kill button and stuff, and your guy looks exactly like Solid Snake, and you're in the Middle East, and it's like, well, that's great, but he's wearing fucking night vision goggles in the middle of the goddamn day. Why?
There's dark houses.
He's practicing.
Practicing.
Did he think, like, oh no, dark skinned people, I'll need my night vision goggles for this? No.
Maybe they're not real goggles.
Maybe they were thermovision goggles.
They do nothing, the goggles.
Exactly, the goggles
do nothing. They don't do anything.
Everything's so fucking hot out, I need to find cold things.
Then, Zombie U scanner infected antibodies.
I'm kind of excited to see Zombie U.
It actually looks like a horror game. And it looks like a good idea.
London. All of my money.
It looks fun.
Also, it's based in London.
If you can co-op and do all sorts of things, fun internet with it, then I'm down.
I know that there are some internet functions. I don't know if there's co-op, but I know that there are sort of worlds that are linked by the internet, and other people might be able to come into your world, or your actions will have some sort of effect on them.
Yeah, I think it's like if your friends die, their zombies will show up in your game and things like that.
Sounds neat.
As long as I get to shoot Reggie zombie, then okay.
I mean, not only does it sound pretty neat and like an actual horror game with, like, you know, puzzles and stuff, which I always love, but it actually looks like it uses the Wii U stupid screen kind of well.
The stupid screen.
I agree. It had, like, kind of a X-ray mode kind of thing.
Yeah, it had sonar, or, like, whenever you're inputting buttons in a keypad, it would go to that. It becomes your inventory screen, and... you know, it's used in pretty much every little aspect. Like, it's even the sniper rifle scope.
Because, I mean...
The question is, though, will it get tedious?
That's a fair question.
I mean, the Wii U screen, it could go one of three ways, the way I think about it. It could just not get used for anything other than a HUD, which is mostly what happened to the DS's second screen. It could get sort of useless functions tacked onto it that aren't very fun, or it could end up... being used properly by developers to make fun games. And I think this game is certainly this.
Revelations did have a pretty cool... They implemented the touchscreen pretty well, I thought, in Revelations.
They did okay.
Yeah. They can do better, and I think developers will hopefully catch on to that and implement it, so...
I also liked how during the presentation after the ad, the guy who's doing the presentation called the bayonet on the end of the gun. He called it a sword gun or something.
Gunblade.
Yeah, that was it. See, you see the guy killing the zombie with the gunblade there.
I didn't notice that.
I giggled a bit.
Oh.
I instantly thought of Killing Floor when it showed that British Palace Guard killing
a
zombie.
I don't think he said gunblade.
No, he said something akin to a gunblade, but it was not bayonet.
Yeah, you know,
he said something
bayonet.
Like a gun sword or something.
Because I was thinking a Final Fantasy gunblade, whatever he said.
Exactly.
He didn't say that.
Pretty sure it said pointy stabby wabby.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a British translation.
Next.
English translation.
Talking of British people, right? Assassin's Creed 3, or as I now refer to it, all British people are evil. God bless the USA, the game.
Want to say...
Don't we need Wes in here for that?
You would, Juan, you would.
Basically, British people getting upset about British people getting assassinated. But hold on, it basically says that the Americans cheated. It says that the Americans needed a master assassin with super ultra, super special awesome abilities to smite the British because the Americans couldn't do it to themselves.
I don't even think, here's the thing about, were the Americans and the British that different back then?
Not really.
So we're kind of carrying over our ideas of Americans and British now into a game where it was probably more like the Civil War back in the day.
Wow, the stupidest shit about that trailer, it really annoyed me, was to have the guy running headlong into like a whole army of dudes, and they all just stand there and do absolutely nothing while he kills them one by one. And it's like, I had that problem in Assassin's Creed 1, that people stood there and didn't attack you while you killed them one at a time. Why would they put that in the fucking trailer? It's not a gameplay mechanic. It's a very obvious, blatant flaw that pulls you out the experience and makes the game way too bloody easy.
I
had the complete opposite experience with Assassin's Creed 1 and 2. A lot of the times when, like especially in Assassin's Creed 2, if I was in a fight, you know, there's, you know, five dudes standing around you, you're sort of going at it with one other guy there, but then, you know, somebody would sneak up behind you and try and gank you in the bum or something. And that actually happened to me quite often, I think. But that's just me.
Nitpicking aside, the game actually does look pretty cool with like the jumping through the trees and
killing wolves
for no reason.
It's poor nature. Also, there's not just
cry after killing.
Wait, can't you like skin them too?
Yep,
scalp them.
Killing wolves.
Yeah, I think it's hearing like someone who saw like an early PR like video or something, and he had like they did that scalping thing which they used to do, and they were like. Oh, they got like a negative reception from like everyone in like the showroom or whatever, and they decided to take it out because it was too gory or something.
I would have thought it was awesome to just, you know, you fucking kill some general guy and you scalp him, take his silly little hairdo and shit around with you.
Wear it.
No, you... Yeah.
You we're just walking to town.
Use it as a disguise, yeah.
Look at me, I'm the general, of course, aha! Quite. Look at my silly pumped hair.
A fur coat with the scalps.
But also the thing
were they
is,
really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wait,
there's not just one Assassin's Creed 3, there's that other one coming out specifically for, what was it, the 3DS or the Wii U or something?
That's Vita.
It was the Vita, I think.
Yeah, that was the Vita.
Yeah, and you play as a woman assassin.
You know what you won't be doing in Assassin's Creed anytime soon? You won't be trying to balance living... You won't be trying to balance living in society as a normal person without being caught as an assassin.
That's a very good point, actually. I would like a game like that. Like Blade Runner.
Blade Runner is good, really.
I just want everything to be like Blade Runner.
I love Blade Runner. Can't wait.
Let's
see
now.
I want an actual stealth game to come out, but it's never going to happen again.
Shoot Mania.
Shoot Mania.
My Shoot Mania.
My memory. What is this?
I loved Trackmania
so much. It's like Quake, but with customizable levels.
And girls versus boys teams.
And girls versus...
Okay, I remember this.
Is so good, and Quake is so good, and this game is going to be so good.
I don't know.
Shoot Guns.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Told me good morning on Father's Day.
I've not found a single human being on Earth aside from me who's actually looking forward to Shoot Mania, and it makes me very disappointed.
What's Shoot Mania?
It's a game that's going to be like Quake, but in the modern age, and no one is making games like that anymore.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if I play it, I'll be more interested in it, but when I was growing up, I was more, you know, Doom and stuff. I didn't have Quake.
Can you straight walk and go faster and faster and do super high jumps?
Yes.
Oh,
and there's jump pads like in Quake 3.
Does it have a really high learning curve and skill ceiling?
I hope so.
Oh, well then it'll be fun.
Everyone, though, who I've talked to is excited for Watch Dogs.
I don't even care about that at all.
In all honesty, if I get it, I'll probably play it for an hour and think it's awesome and then never play it again. It looks like one of those games where it's just going to be really cool right off the bat, and then it's not. It's going to lose it.
And then the gimmick dies.
Oh man, this is awesome, and then you're going to be bored of them.
My fear is they're going to script everything. Like, you know, you're going to be told, like, you go, oh, I got to go kill this guy. And you have someone over the intercom and go, oh, you should go out there and, like, mess up those traffic lights. And you're like, no, let me decide how I want to do it, you know.
I think it's just going to be GTA with a bunch of different gimmicks around town where you can actually tap into what they do. And...
Even if it was a sandbox game where you can just do all this cool shit, like read people's phone messages and go with traffic lights and electricity, that's still really cool. And I get bored of sandbox games very, very quickly. This is the first sandbox game I've seen in ages that doesn't look mind-numbingly dull.
I like real sandboxes.
Me too.
Those are fun.
I just like that you might be able to... make all green lights green and cars can run into each other. Looks pretty cool.
What if you just spend your time kind of playing a game of Dare where you drive towards an intersection and then just before you get to it, you change the lights and see if you can beat the collision.
That's awesome.
So you're just sitting there bored one day and it's like, let's play a game of chicken. Click!
Reminds me of that scene from Fight Club. Where he's, like, driving the car, and he's, like, let go of the wheel, and he just, like, floors it.
It just looks like a thinking person's GTA, sort of.
Oh, I hate thinking.
Yeah, it's GTA with a bit of, you know, little puzzles and a little gimmick thrown in there. And it seems like it'll be pretty cool.
Maybe it'll be better, because in GTA, I mean, your options were kill police, get your wanted level up, and, you know... pick up hookers. So maybe in this one it's going to be a little you know, it might have a better, keep your attention more because of the stuff you can do. So
might even have a good story. Imagine that.
There you go.
It looked like it was going to be a pretty interesting story. Just kind of right.
Just make it like Blade Runner, please.
Do you guys remember Enemy of the State? That's what it reminded me of. The Will Smith movie where it had all the technology and he had to run away from, you know, Big Brother. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was his friend, I think Tommy Lee Jones or somebody.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Sony. Ellen Page, now property of Sony. New game by Quantic Dream with Ellen Page in it.
She got a Sony tattoo yesterday.
What?
I'm just doing it.
They branded her with like a branding iron. That's how that happened.
Oh, that's terrible.
Wow. Way to go, Ellen Page. You're going to regret that pretty damn quick. Where is the tattoo?
I'm totally joking.
Oh, what?
I swear to God, I hate you right now. It's gonna be like
I was googling it as well, looking for association.
I think I said I'm kidding, but it was everyone was laughing and stuff.
Yeah.
But pretty much, this is just gonna be.
She's so gorgeous.
Where did we all stop on this?
Yeah, let's all fawn about Ellen Page. Forget about E3.
Quantic Dream, on the other hand, as we all know, are incapable of writing a good story to save their lives.
They're pretty good at making movies, that's for sure.
No, they're not. It wouldn't even be a good movie. It would be a below-average movie at best.
So is this just going to be press X to Ellen Page's ass or something? Because I'd buy game. That. I'd buy
I started playing Heavy Rain. I actually got about halfway through it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Heavy Rain did have bottoms in it, didn't it?
It had more than bottoms.
It had boobies.
Boobies?
There was a shower theme. Naked man showering the game.
Just babies.
But yeah, no, this is pretty much just going to be Heavy Rain with some supernatural elements and Ellen Page.
No!
So, it's not actually going to be good.
It kind of reminds me of how many crossovers have there been with actors and games? I think there had... Was it...
What, you mean like Ellen Page plays Ellen Page playing a character in a movie?
Kind of like that. Like they had, what was it? Jean Reno was in Onimusha 3.
Yes, he was. That was fantastic when I saw the ads for that game. I was like, is that fucking Jean Reno? What the fuck? The crazy French guy from Godzilla and shit.
And
I don't know who we're talking about.
Your demons.
Have you guys ever seen The Professional? It's a movie.
I've seen Leon the Professional.
Okay. I'll look for it. You guys carry on with Ellen Page.
Have you seen Godzilla 2000? He's in that.
I heard it was
he's
terrible.
The French gun. It is, but he's the French guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's a classy French man.
Sony Smash Brothers. Still looks like Sony Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Not really a bad thing. Not really much to say about that game. I remember talking to people about it. The chat while that was on, no one could think of anything to say because it just looks like Smash Brothers.
I think it actually looks more boring than Smash Brothers.
Yeah, like the thing they use to separate it from the Smash Brothers games, which is the thing that you charge up your gauge and then use that to kill people.
That doesn't seem as fun.
Well, the thing is that there's no penalty for taking damage.
Other than just letting other people charge their attacks.
Yeah, like unless you're in two players. If there's more than two players, it doesn't matter how much you take damage as long as you keep on dealing damage. Like there's no punishment for having no health at all. I don't know, man. I keep rambling, but do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. It's probably going to be super duper casual.
Super system was pretty obviously robbed from the Smashable system. But they've gone and made the gameplay and rules of victory completely dependent on supers.
I'm just looking forward to all the DLC.
Also, they did have Hitaru Man as well. That was big fan.
Yeah, some of their flagship characters for the game, it's sort of like, you know, Fat Princess. Like, really?
I'm really hoping they announce more. be honest.
My favorite bit is when they had like a separate trailer and it said, now announcing two classic Sony characters, Nathan Drake and the Big Daddy from Bioshock.
Yeah, what the fuck? Our Big Daddy.
I have a are there any Metal Gear characters?
Not yet.
But
I'm really hoping they announce more than like seven characters.
Wait, can they actually put Snake in the game though? Because he was in Super Smash Bros.
It's probably
the reason why they couldn't.
There's some licensing issues somewhere along the way.
Not any good characters.
I hope they put Otacon in it. That'd be amazing.
Otacon.
No, the Metal Gear Mark II, man.
He'll just cry in a corner and crap himself. That's his super move.
A Johnny Sasaki character. That'd be great.
I like Johnny. He should be the new Snake. But anyways, no, it's like going back to Big Daddy really quick. Like, is Big Daddy really a Sony character?
Nope.
No, yeah,
that doesn't make sense. Draws.
Sony has very few like characters to create themselves, but they have a whole bunch of licenses. They have enough
for a Smash Brothers game, unaccountably. The problem is that they're just not using them.
They have so many fucking characters from PS1, PS2, that era games has tons.
Sony doesn't develop games, but they're published them.
I think that's the thing. Lots of Sony's flagship franchises are third-party games, so they're going to need to like license those characters in order to use them, and that's going to cost money, so they won't, and they'll just end up using shitty characters like Fat Princess to save money.
I think we need to mention
so many good games.
The YouTube video as well, and the tags.
Oh, yeah. The tags? The Smash Brothers.
Yeah, the YouTube video. They tag Super Smash Brothers for the YouTube video. So,
I'm gonna check this out right now.
Let's talk about how annoyed you should be that Sony bribed all the conference goers with a year's free PlayStation Plus and free games.
Well, I felt like I was watching an Oprah episode.
It's like last year when Microsoft bombed and they just gave everyone at the conference a free Xbox.
Yeah, it's like, shit, all the press are going to hate it unless we give them free stuff. Quickly, hit the free stuff button.
Yeah,
they really dictate.
I'm not really that annoyed. It's just marketing. That's just how you do it.
I really hate that. Seriously.
I would really hate it unless
dumb,
they listen to this podcast and decide to send us all free stuff. Which
please
in case,
send us
I'll,
free
I'll
stuff.
I'll be cool with it.
Ubisoft, I demand that you send me a copy of Shoot Mania because I'm the only person on the internet who likes it.
I'm Canadian and half French.
You don't sound that French.
I don't sound that French because I've completely neglected that. I mock my mother for being French.
Say BBC Two in French, please.
I love Dick Oak.
Baguette, cornbread.
That's not BBC Two.
C'est jadis pas dieu.
But no, seriously, I am half French.
Far Cry 3 got shown at Sony's conference, even though it's Ubisoft's game, because Ubisoft turned up everywhere, as you know. Looks really boring.
Boobies! Painted boobies, yay!
But it has tits in it.
Exactly.
So no, we're talking about that now.
Four-player co-op.
Dude, a fucking Far Cry game with four-player co-op?
And it doesn't even look like good four-player co-op.
I don't care, it looks like it could be fun!
I just remembered something. What happened to that game last year? What was it called? Overstrike. With, yeah, it looked like a Pixar movie and it had a bunch of people, and it had a chick who had a gun.
I remember this.
And it looked really cool. And then there was just no info about it after.
That's Insomniac's game. And it is apparently still in development, although.
Oh, good.
Nobody's heard anything about it recently.
I want to fucking play that game. That game looks good.
Insomniac.
Oh, I like Insomniac.
You look good.
Some whiny looking guy spends far too long demonstrating really stupid looking peripheral.
Wonderbook.
All 7 hours of their Wonderbook demonstration.
I think my nephew will enjoy that immensely.
Yeah, this is a thing that's meant for, you know,
Kids. I don't think they probably should have shown it at E3 because
they already have one fucking stupid peripheral that they refuse to support with software and doesn't have any games for it, and now they're bringing out another as well.
I'm just looking forward to pirating it by printing out whatever's inside the book and just pretending I have one. I don't even have a PS3. I just want to cost Sony money by pirating it.
How cool would it be to like?
You want to pirate a book?
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
You can't have a magic book.
It's just a big QR. One of those QR things like the 3DS has.
AR code.
Yeah, AR
code. It's coded with unicorn tears, please.
All you need is like an A3 sheet of paper printed on both sides. Seems legit.
God of War.
God of
War. Can't wait to push X and Square and Triangle in succession.
This is my deep dark secret. I've never played a God of War game.
Yeah, that's not
dark. I played it a little bit at a friend's house because he really likes it and said I should try it.
I'm just not a hack and slash fan.
I have played other God of War games.
So that makes me wonder why I never got around to playing it, because apparently, you know, the first God of War was actually enjoyable.
I like Devil May Cry 3.
I think 2 is better than 1, actually. I haven't played any others.
I played 1 a little bit, and I enjoyed it.
I played up until the Hydra boss, and that was kind of cool.
Well, I just never saw a game like that before, so I think when it came out.
I do like how whenever you die in story, you just fight your way out of hell and continue fighting. I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it's never dead. The prequel.
It's better than, you know, fucking, yeah, Prince of Persia. You know, Prince of Persia, like, oh, no, wait, no, I'm telling the story wrong. I didn't die. What am I doing? Let me just,
retract that. That old guy in God of War 1 was weird, though. If anybody ever made it that far.
And there are also the sex mini games.
Oh, yeah.
Sex to pound.
How many adolescents do you think like got that game when it came out and masturbated to it?
Plenty.
I think quite a few did.
It showed like 2 seconds of tits and then it went off screen to like, I don't know, like a statue of two women holding a candle.
And
the candle melts on them.
They masturbated over Samus in like a bikini on like the NES. They will masturbate over a pair of tits for 2 seconds.
Children were confirmed for masturbating over anything.
Yeah, you kidding me?
You don't want to hear some of the stories I've heard.
But,
terrible stories.
Let's keep this as PG as possible.
It's not PG already.
You
want to keep this podcast PG? I read a fan fiction at the end of each segment.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, it's rated as restricted on iTunes or whatever. Let's talk about The Last of Us. I got to admit,
that's kind of like The Road. Right, that movie, right?
I love Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog's my favorite in my book.
This is kind of looking like, again, it's looking like Uncharted, but with like crazy people and zombies.
It looks less bland than Uncharted. It still looks a bit like it's got a bit of the bland, but it does actually, you know, it looks interesting. I think
it looks like it could be sneaky, which might be cool.
I like the situational combat.
I think there's going to be a lot of scripted events that you have to act quickly in. There's going to be a lot of stealthiness, well, whatever they claim stealthiness is.
Yeah, the scripted events might be.
A lot of people are complaining, like, it's like, oh, everything was all scripted, but, you know, like, most of the fight scene that went on in the demo up there didn't look scripted, didn't seem scripted.
If it wasn't scripted, then it's impressive. If it was scripted, then the game's going to suck. But there's not really any way to tell until it's out.
Yeah, well, I think they limit the scripted things to... I mean, the trailer that they showed with them driving through the street with the truck and everything like that. Like, if they just throw stuff at you like that and it's scripted, I'm okay with that. Because I like having to think quickly in situations and try to figure out what I have to do, you know, to overcome whatever's being thrown at me. But all
like
of that...
StarCraft.
Yeah, exactly. Like StarCraft.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, what I like is, like, saying, you know, with the whole idea of situational combat, where he's fighting, like, three people. One of them gets too close, so he kind of takes the guy hostage. shoots one guy, breaks this guy's neck or kills him or whatever, goes behind cover and he runs out of ammo, shoots, and you know, the other guy's like, oh, I fucking know that sound, kind of goes over to him because the computer knows, like, oh, he's out of ammo. And out of fucking nowhere, the little kid throws like a brick at the guy, you know, just brick to the face. And, you know, it's kind of like, because the guy was out of ammo, that guy came out and the little girl threw a brick at him. And because, you know, the situation changed, like I said, you know, situational combat.
One thing, I'm going to be watching it closely. So
one thing also I thought I'd mention that seems pretty cool is just how, like, you know, it's not one of those third-person shooters where you just take a gun and shoot it into a huge crowd of enemies and have them all fall over. You know, it looks really, like, up close and personal, and the violence looks slightly sort of disturbing.
Well, you saw like, the sort of execution kill at the end of the demo, right? That kind of got really personal there, because the guy, kind of after you take the shotgun from that first guy, this guy sort of blindsides you, and you're like, you know, struggling with him and shit. Little girl jabs him in the back with a knife, and then you literally throw him off yourself and just like pop him in the face, and he's just literally begging for you not to.
And it looks brutal, and you can hear the guys as well that you're going to kill having a conversation as you're trying to sneak past them without being noticed. So, like, call me. I don't think this is going to be one of those games where you can just indiscriminately kill everyone and feel fine about it. I think there's going to be some angle in there.
It's sort of like going through Metal Gear Solid and killing everyone, and then you get to that river with the sorrow, and you realize, oh man, I killed all these people, and they're really upset with me. And then you feel really bad. I felt very, very bad.
That's why I didn't kill anyone.
I feel bad whenever in Metal Gear when you lay out porn for people and they see it and they crouch. I can't kill them then, man. They're looking at porn. And when you're in a combat situation, yeah, like they can't get. They don't get a lot of action, man. They're on duty. What? Can't kill a man when he's masturbating.
It's just, I think, important. Any game that invokes a sense of emotion in you when you have to kill people is probably a good thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not just sort of like, oh, look, enemy number 5,432. Let's riddle you full of holes and, you know.
And that's the feel that DayZ gives me, because you know that these guys probably have, you know, ammo and whatever else. And it looked pretty limited. Everything looked pretty limited in the game. So it'll be interesting to see how they do the inventory and whatever else to play into that emotion even more.
I am not excited for the new Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid? Oh, yeah, that.
Yes.
I don't even consider that a Metal Gear Solid.
It's not. It's a Metal Gear Revengeance, so it's an MGR. It does not follow the category. It's like separating Metal Gear and Metal Gear Solid.
Well, it's sort of like what with you know, Resident Evil did with Operation Raccoon City. It's just sort of taking a name and putting it on a totally different genre. Although Kojima has said that it does have stealth elements in it, but it's more like hunting than, you know, something.
You can slice a helicopter into 5 million pieces. Yeah, exactly. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
The stealth in that game is probably going to be not a way to avoid combat, but a way to get the first strike.
You'll probably get the invisibility cloak. Great, just run around invisible the entire time.
I hope Otacon is an unlockable character.
Should we get the Otacon mask?
I just hope Metal Gear Solid 4 is in it.
Also, before all this, I kept hearing people saying that the game was a prequel to Metal Gear Solid 4, which didn't make any sense. In the ads and stuff, it says it's after Metal Gear Solid 4.
I heard it was before. I heard it was during the in-between time of Metal Gear Solid 2 and 4, whenever Raiden was becoming all cool and whatnot, quote unquote.
I think I actually heard someone on this. Basically, they did actually change this because they wanted to progress Raiden. They didn't want to have him sort of like a set state. They're like, if you put it in between that, we know where he's going to end up. He's going to end up where he is in Metal Gear Solid 4.
The Star Wars prequel problem, you mean?
Yeah, they didn't want that, so they sort of changed it so they could sort of move him forward towards like a new...
What made the least amount of sense, though, was if it was a prequel to Metal Gear Solid 4, why was the technology so much more advanced? Like, cyborgs and, you know, Metal Gear rays being used as common mobile armor. It didn't make any fucking sense at all.
The game is set to take place 9 years after Metal Gear Solid 4, and it is a spinoff. It is not part of the Metal Gear Solid series.
So Raiden's kid is like 20 now?
No, he'd be like
15 or something.
15, yeah, he's still a kid.
Is Sonny going to be in the game?
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Oh god, there's going to be Sonny fan service, isn't there?
I want Metal Gear Sonny, you know.
Yeah,
Snake is gone. Sonny. Sonny's the main character now.
Yeah, we need a girl character.
Tactical autism action.
Just like
autism action. Autism is taking over in America. We must make an autism stealth game.
Instead of like using Sonny. Formax, you just like put fried eggs on the floor and guards go eat it. So it's like...
Like, me and Juan made an excellent observation when I was streaming Metal Gear Solid 4. Sonny's so, like, dumb and, like, weird because Snake pumped her mom full of tranquilizers during their fight.
She's a tranq baby.
Yeah.
She has autism, you inconsiderate fuck. She plays too much Minecraft.
Sonny probably likes Minecraft.
Raised on a plane in isolation by someone who isn't even Otacon. He's not.
Yeah, she's raised in isolation by some saggy old nerd and a saggy old man, so she doesn't really have the best role models.
Doesn't Otacon cry all the time?
He cries all the time, and he talks about his animes. Hey, Sonny, do you want to watch this anime? No, too busy playing Minecraft. Go away.
He probably tries to make you watch like K-On! Too, like Moe anime. That's probably what he likes.
Writing in computer code.
Okay, I think we're done talking about Otacon. Let's move on with E3.
Nintendo.
Yay!
Yeah, no, they not won. Yay.
Yeah, they won!
No, they didn't.
They totally won.
I really wanted to like Nintendo. I really did, but...
As it went along, it just got worse and worse and worse. They started out so well.
But his body was ready, so they won.
Reggie did acknowledge that his body was ready.
No, you know what? Reggie said something better during E3. He said, I feel just like a purple Pikmin.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. But you know, let's just stop the Nintendo conference a little after where he admits his body is Reggie. And... You know, it was good up until around that point, and then it went to like the dancing games. And
yeah, it's a
just
pity
the filler crap.
That when he said that was about 5 minutes into the conference.
I think the karaoke game is what I'm most looking forward to, because if it can produce that many awkward moments, it's got to be a great game.
So,
like I think Reggie sounded kind of irritated when he said it. Like, yeah, I know about that fucking meme. Stop telling me about it. I know. You can stop saying it now.
I'm the president of goddamn Nintendo of America. Stop talking about this.
I feel like Nintendo was holding back like a lot of stuff that they needed to show.
Well, here's the thing. Apparently, the Retro Studios was going to announce something totally awesome at the end, but they pulled out at the last minute like, sorry, this isn't ready. If we show it, people are going to think it's shit. And so they just had like 10 minutes in the end to fill... And they were like, oh well, let's just make the Nintendo Land presentation 3 times longer to fill the time.
Then they should just save Pikmin 3 for last, I think.
Yeah.
I forgot where I heard it, but I think somewhere I read that Nintendo hold back some of their things because they didn't want to be copied.
Yo.
I don't know. I forgot where I heard that, but basically they're saying, oh, all these other companies are copying our Wii, and, you know, they're now with their tablets, they're probably going to copy our Wii U.
But let's just have a conference so shitty that they won't want to copy anything. Great idea.
I'm mad, Pigman.
Let's actually start off with that. Pikmin 3. Yeah. What did you all think about Pikmin 3?
Pikmin 3 is going to rock.
Yeah. I'm impressed with the visuals of the Wii. Pikmin. I was just glad to see it.
And it has rock Pikmin, and they're going to be amazing because you get to break stuff.
And I think Nintendo won just because Pikmin 3. That's really the only game I care about from E3.
What about Rayman?
Rayman!
Rayman fan, but...
But Pikmin's definitely up there at the top of the list.
Please let Pikmin be a launch title.
Those are like the only two games I'm excited about.
It's going to be in the launch window, but it's not a launch title.
Damn it.
I'm going to guess that's like 2 to 3 months then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's about it.
Which is so fine.
And what is going to be launch title? Zombie U?
I think they said it was going to be a launch title.
I bet that it's just going to launch with Nintendo Land, and that's going to be the only thing.
Well, I've been really sneaky. I went onto like the Nintendo press site because that stuff always gets released. And I think I actually have some of the details for like launch here.
Do tell us.
Find it. Just give me a moment loading up the PDF.
I'd just like to take this moment to say that Shigeru Miyamoto is so cute. Seriously. He's adorable.
Yes. His
face is permanently plastered into a huge smile.
Yeah. I've never seen him not smiling.
Only thing that I had a problem with was then the fake throw of the Pikmin.
He totaled to it. Should have tossed that little fucker.
What a jerk.
He just, I don't know. And he like had his hand out and didn't show it to the camera for a while, and I thought he had thrown it, and I was like, all right, sweet, someone got out there, got a free Pikmin, and then he just like pulls it back up. Like, what?
And they're taking this back home with me.
Have you guys seen Project P100?
Games? Can someone tell me about that? Because apparently it's good.
It looks like... It's kind of like a isometric overhead view. And you pick up people as you go along. And you fight ever-increasing, increasingly harder enemies. But the people you pick up, you can turn them into, like, weapons and all sorts of things. I can't really explain it. I think the video does it more justice, if you can find one, but it looks pretty entertaining, that's for sure.
Hold on, what platform was that Tanks game on? Because that looked really fun. I think it was on the Wii.
Tanks game?
Yeah, it had like a really tiny spot, but it was a tanks game, and it just looks really fun.
I know what you're talking about, I just forget what it's called.
Is it another Worms game? Are we gonna get Worms Armageddon 3?
No.
Oh, I finally found it. I had to go back to like the website because apparently I deleted it. Anyway, here's the games they've got set as launch window. The rest of them seem to be holiday or TBA. Basically, for their launch window, they got Game & Wario, working title, Pikmin 3, Project P100, and Wii Fit U. And they got lots of other games as holiday titles, so I'm presuming that means it's coming out Christmas?
Wii Fit U.
Wii Fit U.
I'm presuming
I bet they
the rest
would have
of
a problem with that. I'm really skinny.
So they don't. I'm assuming when they say launch window, they mean it's actually going to be a launch title. Because
no, they mean launch window.
Because if then they've got no games from Nintendo coming out at the launch.
So I have Nintendo Land. Are you saying they need any more?
Yeah, really.
Nintendo Land is the zero mini game.
They do have Dragon Quest X coming out for the Wii U and. I think
that's already been out on Wii, though.
But hang on. If Nintendo Land 10? Is coming out in the holiday, then what is their bundle game?
Unless all the ones listed as holiday on launch titles.
Darksiders 2, Just Dance 4, NBA 2K13, New Super Mario Bros. U, Ninja Gaiden 3. I don't know if I posted it. There's a...
Did anybody play the original Ninja Gaiden? It's so hard.
Yeah, I know.
The Wikipedia link that I posted has all the launch titles.
Yeah, I can see that there. Oh, Tank. That must be what Wan is talking about.
Yes.
And Nintendo Land is a launch title.
That Aliens game is going to be a launch title.
Oh, man, Rabbids Land.
Oh, yeah, Rabbids Land. It's like more
I'm done
games
with Rabbids.
I was done with rabbits years ago. I don't know what Ubisoft's doing.
What, you don't like them? They're bunnies.
So it's just Nintendo Land with Rayman raving rabbits.
I mean, we've had one generation now, and there's 7 rabbits games.
Ben 10 Omniverse. That's pretty.
fucking Mass Effect 3. Whoa.
Oh, I can't wait to complain about the ending all over again.
But on the Wii U.
Oh, yes. It's different, I'm sure. Just like the Batman Arkham Asylum. Anybody have any opinions on that?
What did they call it? The Armored version?
Yeah, Armored Edition.
Yeah, and all they do is give Batman and Catwoman, like, body armor.
They basically make you harder to kill.
Pretty awesome, man.
Invincible, so.
Well, the Wii U is a casual console by casual people for casual people. Let's make Batman more casual.
Who's Batman?
I'm just looking forward to all the Wii U games that we don't know about yet that will come out. I just love the visuals. There's just something about it. It's magical.
What about Lego GTA?
I like Lego.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait, what? What?
It's a Lego City Undercover sandbox game where you play as an undercover policeman.
Right, I remember about that. I just about crapped myself there. I was like, whoa.
I can go bowling with my cousin in Lego?
I fucking love the Lego sense of humor, like where the guy's hanging off the ledge and his hand comes out.
Oh, yes.
It's like, gosh darn it, Lego.
They make it cute.
I really want to see a sequel to Lego Racers as well, because that's one of my favorite kart racing games. No joke, you'd expect it to be terrible,
Lego
it's actually really, really good.
Yeah, Lego Racers,
Dots.
I agree.
Dots, you need to restream that, please.
Shall we talk about, right, the 3DS conference that they did that was actually much better than their regular conference?
I didn't watch it.
It was good.
I was hoping for more, but...
But I'm excited to hear what was there.
Epic Mickey.
It looked good. Looked interesting.
I think most people don't know this, but the Epic Mickey for the 3DS is being made by the same people who made Henry Hatsworth.
Oh.
Hmm.
That's promising.
Like, after they made Hatsworth, they left EA, and they went and made another game with a similar idea called Monster Tail that no one played, but was actually pretty decent.
I played.
And now they're making this.
Yay.
It brings me back to the days of Mickey Illusion for the Genesis, House of Illusion, or Castle of Illusion.
Isn't that what it's based off of, partially? Like, it's meant to be a sort of game in that style.
We forgot Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion 2. True.
I'm looking forward to that.
Poor
I like
Luigi.
Luigi's
His brother
I like
gets
Luigi's
gold
Mansion,
and he gets to be scared.
But he gets paid to be scared.
Luigi's a loser.
You're a loser.
Like
Fuck
Luigi.
Off, eh?
What are you talking about?
You hoser. You hoser.
I actually never played Luigi's Mansion 1, but...
It was fun. It was a silly game, but it was fun.
Yeah. And then there's another new Super Mario Bros. The new game.
I'm looking forward
so
to the gold one.
I don't like to label Mario games as rehashes because normally they're not rehashes.
But these new Super Mario Brothers, good God, it's just the same game being released 4 times in a tiny time span. I'm so mad.
The one with all the gold in it should have been a Wario game, I think.
Oh,
they could have done more with that, I think.
A Wario game. I would like to see more Wario Land or WarioWare on the 3DS, because that hasn't been announced yet, has it?
God, the Wario level Boshi was so hard.
We have to mention Dragon Quest X.
But Dragon Quest X has already been released on Wii in Japan.
In Japan? Okay.
Yeah.
Japan.
Well, it's coming to...
The Wii U with updated features, apparently.
Okay.
Wouldn't want to bore our Japanese listeners.
Oh, I know it had been. None of them. It says it's released August 2nd, 2012.
August 2nd, 2012?
That might be like the Wii U update or something like that. I don't know.
It says Wii, but I think we would have heard about it if it released. Because this is like they actually cancel, or they had to make a day to release Dragon Quest games in Japan because of how many people quit work and school and everything.
Oh, wow. So oh, I heard about that. That was nuts.
Actually, I'm an idiot. 10 hasn't been released yet. I just thought it was been released. It's released August the 2nd in Japan on the Wii. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
So my question is, if it's released on the Wii and the Wii U, will both players of their respective consoles be able to play with the other console?
From my understanding, it's going to be like Final Fantasy XI, where they had like the 360 and the PS2. It was all cross-platform. But it, I mean, 10 is going to be the first MMO for Dragon Quest, so...
Neat.
But yeah. It will be a cross-platform... Yeah, it's for, cross for the servers platform. And for the players and stuff.
Okay. Yep.
So it's not really kind of a big selling point, like, oh, you need to buy it on the Wii U.
Oh, no. They're going to release it for both, and then... I don't know about the graphics and all that, but I think this is going to be pretty epic when they do this in Japan. I think it's gonna be crazy.
Japan just shuts down for like a whole week. Nothing happens.
Well, it's an MMO as well. You got to remember the format and way MMOs work. They work to keep you hooked and keep paying subscriptions. So this could actually be worse than the normal Dragon Quests.
Oh snap! They should just mess with people.
Does it have a subscription fee?
I don't know those details yet, but it does say it's been called the highest profile third party release ever announced for the platform.
There is a subscription fee. I don't know how much it is, and even if I could tell you, it will be in yen, so I don't know how much that is anyway.
We need GCY in here. They should just mess with people, and they should make the Wii U like they did, or the Wii and the Wii U versions like they did had to do with Twilight Princess, and flip the world around.
I'm predicting a 40 out of 40 by Famitsu.
IGN's going to rate it like 5 out of 100 because they didn't get a big enough check.
Paper Mario 3DS.
Fuck yeah!
Looks amazing.
Got stickers and stuff.
I actually got to see the trailer on the 3DS, and it looks like a lot of fun, especially with the 3D. So
the only thing I'm really annoyed about is the music they used for the trailer. It just doesn't feel nice enough. Feels bland to me.
Feels sinister. Not nice enough.
I don't have a lot of experience with the Mario Papers or Super Paper Mario series. So
I played Super Paper Mario. That's actually the first one of them I played.
Terrible paper cuts. I don't recommend it at all.
Yeah, no, like, so far, not all the Mario RPGs, but, you know, 4 out of 5 have been pretty good so far.
If they actually give me stickers when I buy the game, I'll probably get it just so I can put the stickers on my 3DS.
Remember when they released Dribblenauts? Like, if you pre-ordered it or something, you could get the hat.
A real hat? Like a Mario hat?
No, like whenever they release Scribblenauts, you know that like rooster hat that the guy wears?
Oh.
You could get that hat if you like pre-ordered it or something. It was so funny. I wish I never saw anybody with it, but I wish I did.
Speaking of Scribblenauts, there's going to be the Scribblenauts game on the Wii U.
Yeah, and it looks fun.
Yeah, it looks great. Like, it's going to be just, like, apparently it's a big kind of open world-ish.
You look great.
And there's the second person.
You know, they just keep adding stuff to Scribblenauts and making it better, and that's okay.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
One thing I am seeing is a new Skylanders game. Skylanders Giants.
Oh, right, yeah, I heard about that. And you're going to have to buy even more toys.
If I'm not mistaken, it was the best-selling thing, I think, out of everything last year, as far as
nobody
toys
talked about it, but it dominated. It's like the new Pokemon.
It actually outsold Modern... basically, in terms of profit, it actually did better than Modern Warfare 3, I hear. Which is crazy, just because of all the little shit people brought.
That's nuts.
I think Catsman should make another Shadow of the Colossus.
Me too. I'll get right on that, but I mean, I have to implement these social buttons for Gather Your Party, and that's going to take ages.
Shadow of the Cat's Lost.
At least you have your priorities straight.
Yep. Yeah. Social sharing buttons are the future of video games.
I'm going to get Dick Oak in here to make sure you get the layers correct.
Also, right, Castlevania is finally stopped trying to be a bad imitation of Metroid.
You're going to get some flack for that.
I know I am, but I don't like the Metroid. I like my Metroid to be Metroid and my Castlevania to be slightly more Castlevania. But I don't hate them.
I'm assuming we're not counting Other M.
Yeah,
we're going to get annoying Bruce guy again.
But I'm not saying they should stop doing the whole explore the castle type Castlevania games. All I'm saying is I'm looking forward to a slightly more retro style linear Castlevania like Castlevania 3 or Super Castlevania.
It is the first jump to 3D for a side scroller Castlevania 2 on a handheld, so that'll be interesting.
Do you have to play Castlevania on the N64?
Oh, wow. I'm not going there. No, no way.
I've watched speedruns, and I'm glad that I've never had to experience that before.
I played it, I think, once. I rented it for a weekend, and I never played it again.
That must have been a shitty weekend.
Did you drop it and start doing homework instead or something?
No, I think I rented it another game as well, because it was like a two-for-one weekend. They did a lot of two-for-one weekends at that store. So I think I just played the other game more.
One thing, though,
it is
taking place in the rebooted Castlevania universe, which I haven't seen any of yet, but it looks like that thing that Japanese game developers try to do where they're, like, desperately trying to make their games more appealing to the West.
Yeah, a lot of Japanese games are getting a lot of reboots. The only one reboot we do need is the TV show reboot. Need more of that.
I was just thinking that.
Here's one thing. Apparently, the 3DS Castlevania actually has like God of War style finishing moves. So I was noticing that while the guy was using the whip, I was like, that looks like the chain weapon from God of War a little bit.
Well, that's depressing.
You know, and everyone knows God of War style finishing moves is automatically makes the game slightly worse because you rely on that a little bit.
Flashy animated finishing moves replacing what used to be landing a satisfying final hit on an enemy and having them die.
The Flea Man has a bigger role, I saw.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Well, they're like zooming in and doing all that stuff. Fancy zoom ins on the 3D. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Displacement.
I think it was interesting that they decided to show that, because that game, I know for a fact, has already been out in Japan. I'm not making that mistake again. But, you know, obviously this is something they're trying to drum up attention for the West, where, you know, that game's going to be released soon.
People inexplicably will buy it.
I will buy it because I'm an idiot like that.
I think I've played halfway through the first one.
I just love that title. That is the most Japanesey title I've ever seen. Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance.
Every time I hear it, I think it's a puzzle game or something.
It sounds like
Dream
that.
Dream Drop Distance, that's 3Ds, and it's on the 3DS.
Oh,
get it?
Clever.
Got it.
For fuck's sake, Squeenix.
Oh, fuck. Now Svans gets it. Oh, goddamn.
I'm only buying it, Neku, from The World Ends With You.
Oh, yeah, cross platforms with that game.
How did. Never mind. I was gonna ask, how did Kingdom Hearts even, like, get such a convoluted storyline to get, like, 50 spin-offs and never even make it to the third game, but I'm not even gonna ask that.
Because the Japanese love making convoluted storylines that don't make any goddamn sense.
Well, that's fine, but they're not making any progress in their story.
We love Gaiden.
Well, apparently, like, Metal Gear Solid storyline is pretty convoluted, but at least it makes progress.
At least it ends.
Apparently, this is meant to be the game to set up Kingdom Hearts 3, or so they say, so it's apparently tying up a lot of loose ends, which is important for the series.
So after 20 spin-offs, it finally gets an actual, you know, sequel.
Nope, you have to wait till the PS4 for that.
Fucking A.
I just like them to sit down and just, like, have some guy just explain, like, the whole story, like, everything that's happened so far, and say why it's happened as well. Just, like, just in, a, like, a 30-minute cutscene, just sit you down and tell you.
I think he needs more than 30 minutes.
But yeah, maybe, like, 3 hours. Once,
but I didn't read it all because I don't really care about the Kingdom Hearts universe.
It has its charm. I'll say that about it. It does.
It has heart. It does have heart.
too much heart for my liking. And that's all the E3. Unless anyone has anything else that they noticed about E3, that's the whole of E3.
There was a lack of Gaben.
Gabe. And every time anyone announced, like, and now, please welcome, everyone started screaming, oh my god, it's going to be Gaben! Just because he appeared by surprise last year.
Yeah.
It never was.
I didn't like the TV screens they were using.
I don't think Gaben is coming back in a while.
Fun Gaben factoid, a Kickstarter game, which is about sword fighting online with sword peripherals, featured Gaben forging a crowbar.
Oh, yeah,
and
I saw that.
He answered to the inquiry of, is it finished yet? He said, these things take time, and resumed smithing the crowbar.
Fucking cheeky bastard.
I know, right?
The sword fighting game looks kind of cool as well, I think.
You're cool.
Thank you, Zed.
What was the name of this sword fighting thing? Because it sounded like it was pretty cool.
It didn't have a name yet.
It's just neat sword fighting idea that my buddies and I thought of because we're really sick of just click and, you know, slashy, bashy, twist and mashy. Yeah.
Bob and Sagam robots.
Yeah, pretty much. Like that's pretty much what sword fighting's been in a lot of video games. Just, you know, rock 'em sock 'em robots. Just kind of hit the other dude till their head pops off.
Ooh, DC fighting game.
A DC fighting game.
The last time they had one of those, they were up against Mortal Kombat, and they didn't want their characters to get mutilated, so the fatalities sucked.
What was the worst idea ever? Lord of the Rings fighting
Lego.
Game? Did you all see that, too?
Okay.
Oh, no, it was Lord of the Rings Dota. Or yeah. League of Legends, whichever
Dota.
One you're a fan of.
League of Legends.
But yeah, it was literally
that's
just
something I can play.
It was Lord of the Rings Dota.
Is it going to have another crappy community? That's the best part about MOBAs.
Probably.
They're so much fun.
Actually, the last Lord of the Rings game I played, Warcraft 3, had mods out the wazoo for Lord of the Rings, and they were really fun. So that might actually be interesting.
But I know I was mentioning earlier the article I found on the BBC about Valve appointing an in-house video games economist, because they've pretty much been saying that they've contracted a professor by the name of Professor Varoufakis. I can't really pronounce it.
Professor Oak.
Professor Oak, yes. The Pokemon professor. They contracted this guy pretty much because they have so many games many of these microtransactions like hats and accessories and shit like that, and so many different countries with so many different currencies, like with just all these things kind of coming together, they can't keep track of it, so they hired this guy to pretty much keep track of everything for them and try and get them the best sort of the most out of it possible, like, I suppose. Like, even like the EVE Online guys, they even did that, and they hired an in-house economist just to look at all the money coming into the game and, you know, keeping track of it.
But to be fair, EVE Online's economy rivals the real-world economy, I dare say, in its complexity.
It does. It's a pretty unique thing for a video game to have, you know, an almost lifelike, you know, economy.
Except when I put my tie on and suit and go to work, I don't risk getting shot to death by a hail of lasers.
Unless you live in America.
Then it's firearms.
But anyways, yes, no, it's just, you know, the Valve has gotten to the point where they said, we have so much money coming in that we need to hire a person to keep an eye on all this money that we have coming in.
Valve should become their own country. They could have this guy as their, like, treasurer.
And they can just be the Vatican of video games.
Exactly, the Vatican of video games without the pedophiles.
And Gabe Newell can be the Pope of it all. He's even, you know, the Pope's got a funny hat. They could even get, you know, hats. It all comes together. It works.
Brilliant.
It works.
Excellent. Okay, it's settled. I will email Gabe tonight.
Tell him to buy Cuba.
Why Cuba?
I don't know. It's an island. It's kind of big.
The fortress of
it's close to me.
Cuba Valve.
Kind of.
Cuba Valve Taco.
Where would you prefer it be, Catsman?
The Orkney Islands. Just because they're so depressing. They're like the most depressing place on Earth. Valve should buy them and make them fun.
The Falkland Islands?
No, the Orkney Islands.
How far apart are they? Like, from each other? Like, relative distance?
I don't know.
Aren't there, like, a lot of them? They could make a roller coaster go from one island to the next.
They could Marcus Persson to make a minecart from each island to each other.
Let's not get a notch into
this. He'd be on vacation too much to get
or
in there.
Or do you think he's going to vacation?
He's not going to the Orkney Islands, that's for sure.
You know, if they just bought the Falkland Islands, maybe Argentina would, you know, shut the fuck up.
It's too soon, Taco, for the Falkland Islands.
No, it's not too soon. It's never too soon to have Argentina shut the fuck up. They really need to just learn how to do that. Just kind of, you know, clam it.
Then can I segue into Happy Man's fan fiction now?
You can just cut this entire thing off.
I think we're getting at that point where we're just rambling on about shit.
Yeah,
then,
Happy Man's
fan fiction!
Oh boy, what horrible cock-slobbering story do we get today?
Happy Man, what is your fan fiction?
This one is about it's Kirby and Meta Knight. I think that says enough, really. Kirby wants to seduce Meta Knight, and so they have a sleepover, and then some business goes down. That's the gist of it.
It's business time.
Yeah, it's business time.
It's business.
Roll the fanfiction.
Tra la la la! I know your secrets. By Vivi the Black Mage-chan. Okay, this is my first fanfictions. Yes, unlike Prince Lenlen, I have great grammar. Prince Lenlen is my sister. We are both major fans of Yaoi. That's the only thing I'll write. If you guys have any requests for me, I'll write it. No matter what. Okay, so enjoy my Meta Knight ex Kirby. They are human, and go on and flame me if ya want. If you don't like it. Take your ass out of my fanfiction. Enjoy. Click, knock, clack. The pink-haired boy's shoes went as he headed down the hallway. He was heading to his favorite knight's room, Meta Knight's room. He hummed softly to himself. Hmm. Poyo. The little boy was no taller than 3 inches. He had pink hair with a little curly antenna at the top. He wore a pink shirt, a yellow star necklace, and huge red boots. Although he didn't wear pants, his shirt was long enough to reach down to his knees. He arrived at a familiar-looking door. He knocked twice. The door opened, and out came a familiar knight known as Meta Knight. He always wore a mask, his yellow eyes strangely glowed, he wore a navy blue cape, and he had blue hair. Kirby, what is it? Is there any trouble? No, Poyo, but I was just wondering if you'd like to... Meta Knight interrupted him. No, I can't play because I have to stay here and check for any trouble. He pauses when he's seen the pink-haired boy's sad face. Well, I suppose. I mean, there isn't any trouble at the moment. Kirby gave a gleeful squeal. Yay, okay, let's go. Kirby grabbed the knight's hand and began to rush out of the castle. "Where are we going?" "Kawasaki's," he exclaimed. Meta Knight came to a halt. "No, no, there's no way I'm going to eat Kawasaki's food. Nope. Kirby clung to the knight and made the most adorable expression. "Please, you don't even have to eat, come on." Meta Knight blushed at Kirby's cute expression. "Thank God for that mask he wore." "Oi, fine," he replied.
"Oh, hello, Kirby,"
said a chief who had the strangest of cat lips wore on his face.
"Oh, and Sir Meta Knight, such an honor. There's a table over there for you guys."
Kirby hugged Kawasaki, and the two of them went to the table. "I've been meaning to ask Sir Meta Knight," Kirby began. "Why do you always watch me like that?" Meta Knight was shocked. He didn't notice, but he had been staring at Kirby's blue eyes for some time now. "Well, you know, then Kawasaki came in. Thank God, at least he did something good," Meta Knight thought. "Ramen for Kirby and dumplings for Sir Meta Knight. Enjoy." As soon as the chief left, Kirby said, "Sir Meta, you have that weird look in your eyes." Meta Knight, who had been staring at Kirby with eyes full of lust. Oh, if he only had Kirby just one night. Wait, Kirby was just a kid. He was also the Star Warrior. He sighed, "It's nothing." Meta had just gotten an idea. A lustful, smutty idea. "Kirby, would you like to spend the night at my place in the castle? I could show you around." Kirby looked excited. What Meta didn't know was Kirby liked him for some time now. He thought of Meta every spare moment he could. "Poyo, yes, I'd love to," the boy exclaimed. After they ate, as promises, Kirby was now in Meta's room. He bounced on Meta's bed. "It's so soft," he exclaimed. "Glad you think it is," said Meta while taking off his cape. He flashed a happy grin at Kirby underneath his mask. Kirby took off his red shoes and crawled underneath Meta's blanket. Meta Knight went underneath the blanket as well. Kirby stared at Meta and wondered, "Does he like me? I mean, he stares at me and..." As Kirby's thoughts were interrupted, Meta Knight put his arms around Kirby, as if Kirby was his or something. "Dear God, I'm a pedophile," the knight thought. Yeah, you got that right. But Kirby seemed not to mind. Kirby actually laid his head on Meta Knight's chest and began to fall asleep. So much for my idea, Meta thought. A few short minutes afterward, Kirby's leg had brushed across Meta's crotch. Meta blushed deep red. Kirby's arms were around him, Kirby's head was right by his neck, and Kirby's leg was on his crotch, his most sensitive places yet. "Alright, let's play a game then, Kirby." Meta's hand went right by Kirby's crotch. Kirby woke up with a shock. He looked at sleeping Meta Knight, or so he thought. Meta was asleep. Kirby was blushing crimson red. He shook Meta a little. Meta woke up. "Hmm? What's wrong?" "Your hand, Poyo. It's, Kirby blushed again. "Hmm. What about my hand?" "It's down there." Meta Knight jolted. My apologizes. Kirby nodded, blushing. Meta Knight then seen a lump in the blanket. He grinned to himself, just as planned. "Kirby, are you hard or something?" Kirby, God fucking damn. Kirby looked at Meta. "Am I? It would seem so. Would you like me to help you with that?" "I couldn't ask you to do that." Kirby yet again blushed and looked down so shamefully. "Nonsense. As a Star Warrior, it is my duty to..." This is the worst one I've read yet. And I read fucking Stalin X... Uncle Pennybags. So that's saying something. My God. Why are you so eager to help me? "Because," Meta Knight took off his mask. Kirby gasped. "I like you, Kirby." He moved forward and kisses Kirby. Oof! Kirby couldn't help but yell a little. But Meta had a firm grip on him and pulled him forward to deepen the kiss. Kirby gave in. Meta Knight grinned and his tongue slipped into Kirby's mouth. Kirby let a moan escape his mouth when Meta Knight's hands began to take off his shirt. His chest was exposed. Meta Knight began to attack his chest, which made Kirby moan even more. Meta Knight began removing a pesky article of clothing that was keeping him from Kirby. Both of them, now in their boxers, didn't know what to say but just stare. Meta Knight's hand slowly went down to Kirby's member and he began to stroke. Kirby was blushing again. Meta decided to go faster in order to finish the job. Meta, faster! Kirby yelled. Meta smirked as he went even faster. I'm gonna... Before Kirby could finish his sentence, he had already made a creamy white mess on Meta's bed and him and Meta. The boy grinned shyly. Sorry, Poyo. Meta smiled. Now you have to return the favor I just did. Before Kirby could protest, Meta Knight stuck his fingers in the young boy's mouth. Kirby understood, so he sucked on Meta's fingers. Meta was already starting to get hard, so after he put his first finger into Kirby's entrance, he heard Kirby yelp. He put his second in, Kirby whimpered. Finally, the third one in, Kirby had a little bit of tears coming out. Better finish this quick, Meta thought. Okay, Kirby, this is gonna hurt, but then it'll feel good. Do I have your Yes, sir, Meta Knight. Okay. Meta Knight began to enter Kirby. He had Kirby whimpered and screamed, but he calmed him down by whispering good things in his ear. Meta Knight began slow thrust at him, but then they began faster. He thought he heard Kirby moan, which he was right, so he went faster and faster. Meta, I'm gonna. Yeah, me too, Kirby. Meta Knight smiled at the young boy. Then they both finally reached their climax and left a mess on Meta's bed. But he didn't seem to care. He just signed happily, HAPPLIE, at Kirby, who was already rested in his chest. Meta Kniglet kissed his forehead, and then sleep took over him. But he could still hear Kirby just a bit. I now know your secret, Meta. Tra-la-la-la-lal, don't hate me. Review if you want to. If this gets at least 2 reviews, I'll take your request for a fanfiction. Alright, now for some user reviews. Let's see what people think of it. Alright, there's one from Prince Lenlen saying, ooh, me likes. Sparkles Pepper writes, I like the pairing. Ellie Shady Ilya Mugripi writes, is cute you history. I hope that in the future and do more last write cute. Lexis writes, this was really good. I have been looking for a fic like this and have been unable to find one. This is really good, ops, I already said that. I hope you write more Meta and Kirby fics in the future. Ultrastar writes, it's a good lemon, but you need to work on your grammar because it was really hard to read and see who is talking. Make sure to start a new paragraph every time a different person is talking. You know, this fanfic has actually made me want to write a Kirby x Meta Knight lemon of my own. This was the worst one yet, my god.
Right, can we do our segue out as well, if that's alright? Wrap things up.
Can we all get segues?
I wish. Actually, can no, we, I don't. What's so great about segues? I don't have any money.
What about all this podcasting and streaming?
Yeah, you got all the advertisement funds from the end.
Yeah, got all the internet money.
Internet money doesn't equal real money.
Come on, you got some of that internet money.
Hey, don't you remember bitcoins?
Oh, shit, yeah, bitcoins. Bitcoins made everyone rich.
Can I have Neopet points?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember bitcoins with... Somebody, when bitcoins were like big, somebody made, I think he was from Something Awful, he made a post on the Bitcoin, like, forum, and he just said, bitcoins are, they're lowering in value, sell, and it was a complete lie, but everybody started selling their shit and the value went down a lot, for real.
It has to be, it's like the most unstable currency I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's just a scam designed to get early adopters rich, and that's all it is. And it worked, to their credit. It made them very rich. At the expense of people who heard about it too late. Anyway, this has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made from 99 Nights 2. Thank you all for being a part of this podcast so much. You can see.
We love you.
You can love see so awesome live streams on lunchtime.org.uk and hard-hitting gaming journalism on GabbyAndParty.com. Thank you and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Should I just cut my anime segment if we need to cut things for time?
I think you should do it next week. And then just wrap it up then.
Okay.
I think we should create a brand new podcast dedicated to anime.
Or you could do that, yeah.
Cat could sit in on that. And be really confused about everything. He'd be like, yeah. I know nothing about anime, but that sounds...
That podcast would be for hours.
That would be the podcast.
Wait, anime?
Oh god, the newest episode of Pote was amazing. Well, not the newest, the latest one I watched. It was good.
When the battle tournaments thing started happening, I just fucking, god damn it.
It was so good.
What is up with Elf? What is up with her? Why does she masturbate all the time? Elf.
She's turned down because it was a really cool technique. That's what it was. it's kind of like, hey, everybody has something that gets them off. Hers just happens to be really skillful gunplay.
As you do.
Oh, she'd fall in love with Ocelot then.
The greatest the best dialogue in the entire show so far when, at the end of when Elf and Cat were fighting fucking FNC, and Elf just stands over FNC and keeps shooting her at her partner. The match is over. Yeah. And I was thinking, what are you doing? Stop it. And Elf responds with, I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear the match end signal over my gunshots. Keeps shooting. And then he starts masturbating again. And nobody does anything about it.